Welcome to the podcast of the Episcopal Diocese of Fort Worth. This podcast contains sermons and messages from the bishop and other leaders and guests of the diocese and the Episcopal Church. This is episode 11. This is the sermon the Reverend David Krause preached at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Stephenville, Texas, at the installation of the Reverend Bradley Dyke as rector on January 29, 2019. In this sermon, Krause talks about the relationship of a rector to his or her parish and the importance of it being rooted in love, love of God and love of one another. Here's the sermon.
A couple of years ago, my wife, who also happens to be a priest in the Episcopal Church, had a member of the Dallas Stars as a member of her congregation. The upshot of that was, once, and only once, couldn't you make it a few more times, but only once, we got to go to a game early, hang out with the players' families down underneath the American Airlines Center, where they put on this huge, big, lavish buffet. Got to hang out with all the hockey royalty, and right before the game, went underneath the American Airlines Center to the special players' elevator and got to go up and sit in the special players' seats. And as we stepped onto the elevator, crowded little elevator, just a few of us on the elevator, right before the doors closed, this gentleman came kind of rushing in and got on, and he turned and he said, "Hi, I'm Brett Hull," and began to shake hands. Now, for those of you who aren't hockey fans, Brett Hull scored the winning goal in game number 7 when the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup. This is like scoring the touchdown that wins the Super Bowl. Now, I've never met Brett Hull before in my life, and I don't want to cast aspersions on him, but I will say he has a bit of a reputation. A reputation as a man who, shall we say, enjoys life with a certain gusto. I hope you're all reading between the lines there. And who is admired by men and admired by women. And who admires women in return. And I hope you're reading between the lines there. And so he began to introduce himself to everybody in the elevator. Now, my wife is a far greater hockey fan than I am. So when he turned to her, said, "Hi, I'm Brett Hull," to one person, and "Hi, I'm Brett Hull," to another person, and "Hi, I'm Brett Hull," to another. And then he turned to her, and after he said, "Brett Hull, glad to meet you, Brett Hull, glad to meet you," and he turns to her, and he takes her hand and lifts it up and kisses the hand and says, "I'm really glad to meet you." And as we stepped off the elevator, and he went on in a different direction, she turned to me and said, and I said, "Yes, that was Brett Hull." And after 6 or 7 months, I convinced her it was okay to wash the hand. Now, with all due respect to Mr. Hull, because like I say, I only know him by reputation and the stories and watching hockey games. You have called not Brett Hull as your next rector. In fact, Brad, you are no Brett Hull. For which I say thanks be to God. Brad will not score the winning goal in the Stanley Cup game number 7 while here. But isn't it interesting that tonight's gospel lesson comes as sort of the climax to a whole series of stories and parables and events in the Gospel of Mark where Jesus is trying to make it crystal clear to his disciples what it means to follow him. And they just don't quite get it. Because, you know, they're like us, stupid. Or at least willfully blind about seeing what might be the cost of this. Right before this gospel lesson, Jesus tells them explicitly, clearly, and for the third time, that if you follow me, death is around the corner. Things don't get more comfortable. But if you want to know what it is God requires of you, it is simply this. Follow me through thick and thin. Follow me. And that's really the point of the gospel lesson tonight. Years ago, when I had the good fortune to be the college chaplain as Brad came and started college, I can tell you that whenever anything needed doing, Brad was there. That as a small group of students on a college campus met together regularly to study, to pray, to find some way of understanding what it meant to follow Jesus in their lives, Brad was as deeply committed to understanding the Word of God as he was to each of his fellow students. Whenever anything needed doing, Brad was there. As college students, they didn't always follow the rules exactly. And that was because of the great love they had for one another. And because of the great love they showed one another. And because they were college students trying to figure it out. Having known Bradley now for years, I can assure you that his great love of the scriptures, of the Lord, of the people of God, and of his fellow travelers who seek to follow in the ways of Jesus, none of that has diminished. His life is one of continual service, whether it's to the General Convention, which he's done for years and years, local congregations, individuals within them, friends from long ago, or new friends that he has met. I know of no one who seeks more regularly to simply follow in the ways of Jesus. And so tonight, I want to assure your congregation that they have called someone who will love them. I want to assure your congregation that they have called someone who sees who they are and will speak the word of God clearly and forthrightly, and letting the chips fall where they may, but who will have a compassionate commitment to each and every one of you. In my years as a college chaplain, I saw many students. None of them would I rank above Bradley in his devotion. None of them would I place before him in his energy and commitment and trying again and being willing to fail and keep trying. None of them have impressed me more. Your new rector is simply marvelous. Your new rector will love you with a passion and a fierceness that only God himself will understand. Your new rector will be for you a prophet, a priest, a friend, a counselor, a leader. Now, he won't be perfect. And at the reception, if you'd like to hear stories of his freshman year in college, but when he falls, he will stand again and start again and ask you to do the same with him. And I promise you too that he will ask of you but one thing. Will you follow Jesus with as much devotion, with as much affection, with as much determination, with as much come hell or high water, this is what we're going to do. And if you will, oh, how glorious it's going to be.
Thank you for listening. You can find this and other sermons at edfw.org. We invite you to share this with friends who might be interested and to subscribe to this podcast. Again, thanks for listening.